Good morning, Frank.
Ian, talking about supermarkets, speaking about pricing and indeed small amounts that you can save or you can lose, loss leaders, of course, big business, and milk is a loss leader at the moment, and some people will pass a shop to go to another shop if they're selling milk at a few pence cheaper, and many of them are cutting each other's throats over milk, and the farmers are more than annoyed.
That's very much the case, Frank, at the moment. Our industry are in a desperate position just at the moment when, and dairy is the one that's grabbing the headlines, and it's across many of our sectors at the moment, where farmers are quite literally selling what they produce at less than cost of production, and it's certainly something that's completely unsustainable. And in a nutshell, farmers are running out of cash because it's not sustainable.
The shops are between a rock and a hard place because the big outlets are selling milk. You can get 2 litres of milk in some of the big outlets as low as 79p. You can certainly get it for 90p. The correct price of 2 litres of milk should be about £1.50, shouldn't it?
The correct price of milk certainly should be much, much more than it currently is. It has always been used, and we've witnessed in other commodities where milk, bread and red meat, which are the staples in any diet, are used very often as loss leaders, and they lure people in and attract people in by virtue of special offers, forgetting that actually these products are being sold below cost of production.
Now, farmers have been protesting. They've been blocking some stores. Is this something that's going to grow?
Well, farmers' actions in the last few days have certainly highlighted this problem, and these actions are born out of frustration. Frustration by the industry because, quite simply, there's no money being earned in farming at the moment, that whether you're in dairy, whether you're in red meat, in lamb production, in cereal production, in pig production, everything is losing huge chunks of money at the moment. So that's a situation, Frank, that's definitely not sustainable. And the action we've witnessed and the reporting in the local press is born out of frustration and fear that the industry don't know where to turn to, because simply we won't have farms in business in many cases if this continues as it is.
Do you have more respect for the supermarket that's selling milk, 2 litres of milk this morning at £1.50, than those who are selling it at less than a pound?
We have to have more respect to supermarkets who recognise that there is a cost of production and that everything has a value, and that it's in no one's interest to sell food cheaply. And we as farmers understand, because we're consumers as everyone else is, we buy groceries, we buy food and produce at supermarkets daily. So we understand that everyone is at very austere times. Everyone's looking after every penny, and we respect that completely. But it's completely unsustainable to sell produce under the cost of production.
Now, what do you say to the consumer who's passing the £1.50 shop because down the road you get 4 litres for £2, you know, buy one, get another one for another pound?
Yeah, well, we completely understand that consumers want to get good value, and we respect that, and we understand that this must be about good value. However, it will ultimately come from consumer pressure to say to supermarkets, actually, we don't condone or agree with a situation where people in the farming industry are producing a product and then selling it under cost of production, because that's not good for anyone, because Northern Ireland especially, very closely linked to agriculture and agri-food jobs. And it's important that we recognise that if these businesses go under, or our agri-food companies go under, that will be loss of jobs, loss of employment, and loss of opportunity for many, many people across the province.
There will be a considerable number of people listening to this programme who come really from an urban background and don't have an understanding of the journey from grass to it drops out on top of your cornflakes or your tea. Run us through the expense to a farmer producing a litre of milk.
Well, the reality is the expense of a litre of milk, your big costs of production are your feed first and foremost, and then your fertiliser to grow the grass. We produce a lot of grass in Northern Ireland, and a lot of milk and beef and lamb produced off grass. Those are the main costs, followed by, so you've got your fixed and your variable costs, you've got your electricity, your labour, your finance on land, your corn acre, your rental, and all the other associated veterinary costs, medications, whatever else is happening there.
Now, people would be shouting at the radio, oh, what about subsidies? What about the money? These farmers get so much, they're always complaining. Is that unfair?
Well, that is completely unfair, and it's very important to take note that there's two things that happen in food production all around the world, Frank. You either subsidise farmers to produce food, because the price overselling food is not sustainable, or you ask the consumer to pay more for food at the supermarket. And the reality is that there's no in between. There's these models. Subsidising farmers is basically because without the subsidy and in the absence of the subsidy, we simply would have farmed businesses out of business at the moment, because in the absence of that support mechanism, which at the moment is keeping them in business, the farmers could not survive, they could not exist. So it's important to remember that we have very good value food in the UK and in Ireland at the moment, and that certainly in the absence of subsidy or assistance to farmers, this food would need to be much, much more expensive.
How is the price of milk determined?
Price of milk determined in the main, Frank, by global commodity markets and global trading value. So we have powders, milk powders, for example, skim milk powder, whole milk powder, butter, cheese are traded in world markets. Those define the value of dairy products, and then those prices are translated into national values. So effectively what we have a number of companies who are international players and look at what they buy produce on the world market for and try and translate that into a local value or local price, what they pay for their milk. And it has to be something that they ultimately buy a product off a farmer, process that product and sell it internationally or globally, and try and earn a revenue, earn a profit from that.
So at this moment in time, farmers here in Northern Ireland with a dairy herd are feeding the animals, they're running the farm, they are producing milk, and they're selling it for less than it costs to produce it.
Yeah, exactly, Frank. They're selling it at much, much less. The industry at the moment across many of our sectors is simply hemorrhaging money, and it's a situation that's not sustainable. It's leaving a lot of farmers very nervous, very apprehensive. It's leaving a lot of the associated service industries in Northern Ireland, a lot of the companies that supply farmers equipment and feed and other services and supplies are very nervous, very apprehensive, because it's quite simply farm industry is running out of cash. There are no money to pay bills, and it's a major, major concern to everyone.
And will blocking roads around major supermarkets, will that help?
Some people in the industry feel that's a good approach. My own organisation, the Farming Union, feel that the best approach here is when we've got a problem that is a problem that's shared by all elements of this supply chain at the moment, that we need to sit down, have mature conversations and work out a strategy, first and foremost to get us through this, and secondly to look at the long-term picture in agriculture, because cheap food and selling food below cost of production is not sustainable, it's not good for anyone, and that includes the consumer.
So in the ideal world, the consumer should be saying to the shopkeeper, please do not discount milk.
Exactly. Discounted food is bad for everyone. It doesn't serve any purpose. It's short-term gain. It's long-term damage to the industry. We need people. We need good people farming the land and creating jobs, creating wealth in Northern Ireland to keep our industry viable, sustainable, and keep the next generation interested. And at the moment, that certainly is not the case.
Ian, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Ian Marshall is with the Ulster Farmers Union. He's the president. Now, you're listening to what he's saying there. The farmers are producing milk at the moment, and they are receiving for that milk less money than it takes to produce it. Now, there's only for so long that you can do that, or you're going to go under. Would you be prepared to go back to paying £1.50 for 2 litres of milk instead of 90p or 79p or a pound, as it tends to be in a lot of stores? If you buy 4 litres, you can get one tub for a pound and buy another when you get the second tub for a pound. I think it's £1.50 if you buy one, but you could buy, two for £2. Would you be prepared to pay, say, £1.50 for a 2 litre tub of milk? Are you prepared to do that to help the farmers, or do you like to see the price of milk go down and down? The price of bread's going down and down as well. Foodstuff as a loss leader. Meat too. Is there a possibility that by trying to save a few pounds on our grocery bills, we're going to put the farmers under in this part of the world? Do you care?